Now,
I never said that.
To bring this closer to home, we have an expression, gemilos chasadim, to bestow kindness. And not only that, but we have a letter in the Hebrew alphabet that's the Gimel. The Gomel. We would be skipping foolishly a major connection not to appreciate where that comes in. So I gave you in quote number 4 a bit of an insight over here into the Aleph Beis. Now I have prop number 1. Okay?
Show and tell.
Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Right? The humor of this is that this is a Gemara, Kuf Dalet 104 in Shabbos. And the Gemara here says that I would like to reveal the secrets of the Aleph Beis to you. To us, normally, it's a song, Aleph Beis, Gimel Dalet. It's arbitrary. The Gemara says that the sequence of Aleph Beis was specifically chosen for its messages. And not only that, but the letters are formed in a way, as I'll show you in a moment, to illustrate those messages. Take a look at quote number 4. Aleph Beis. So the Gemara says, that stands for Aleph Bina. The first thing you need to know is learn wisdom, study wisdom. We actually say that on Matzei Shabbos. Atocho nantanu lemada torasecha. Hashem gave us wisdom so that we can study Torah. Again, in its simplicity, why were we, mankind, given wisdom to serve Hashem properly? Now, if a person's doing it right, then that's what they're doing. Even when a person studies for leisure or studies for business or whatever, it is all encapsulated in this one goal to serve Hashem properly. I want to make an honest living. I want to appreciate creation. I want to have proper relaxation. I want to bond with friends. There's always a motivator that is a mitzvah. You're using your intelligence. That's the point. Aleph Beis. Aleph Bina. We're not just out there to learn all the wisdoms. We're out there to learn wisdom, Bina, insight into creation. We're actually told that the bracha of Chonen Hadas is sandwiched between Ata Kodosh v'Shimcha Kodosh Hashem, you are holy, on one side, and sandwiched on the other side by Hashivenu Avinu L'Sarasecha, Hashem, bring us close to your Torah. Atachonein, wisdom, and not wisdom to pick the right numbers for the lottery. Unless, of course, you already have planned how you're going to spend the money to serve Hashem. Atachonein is sandwiched between Hashem's Kedusha and our desire to connect with Him. Use your wisdom to achieve that. But what we came here for was the next quote. Gimel Dalet, the third and fourth letters of the Hebrew alphabet, which the Gemara says means Gimel Dalim. Be kind to the downtrodden, to the needy, to the poor. And here the Gemara asks, My time up shuta kare de gimel legabe dalet. Why is it that the leg of the gimel is stretching out towards the dalet? When I teach Hebrew reading, I call him the galloping gimel. That's how you differentiate him between the gimel and the nun. The nun is nice and neat, and the gimel is the galloping gimel. It works. Why is his leg sticking out like that towards the dalet? The Gemara says, Shekein darko shel gomel chasadim, Because the way of someone who wants to bestow kindness is to run, la roots, to run achadalim after the poor people. You have to pursue them. You have to research. You have to figure out the best way to help them. It's not easy to help people properly. Okay, so that's that sticking out gallop. Well, my time of pshuta kari didalad legabe gimel. And why is the leg of the dalid reached out towards the gimel? Presumably, we're talking about this part of the leg, that the way it is designed, it actually bends out almost in a triangular shape. In the particular print that I Xeroxed, it's not quite as pronounced as it is in some, but it gets wider, it sticks out almost like an arrow towards the gimel. And that's the proper ksav, the way it would be done in a Sefer Torah. The Gemara says, "Delimtzei le'nafshei," that he should make himself available. As much as a poor person might not want to beg, but he shouldn't play hard to get to. He should be available. Someone wants to help you, cooperate, take it graciously. The Gemara is telling us, you know, life attitudes are built in to the shape of the letters. And finally, "Omai taima mahader ape de dalid migimel." And why is the Dalid facing the other direction? If we were to print a face, we would print him here. And he's not facing the Gimel. The Gimel is running towards the Dalid. You envision him running. The Dalid is facing out into space somewhere. He's not faced to the Gimel. Gemara says, yeah, delitin lebitzina, because you should give it in a hidden way, that you shouldn't embarrass the Dalit, don't in his face show him I'm giving you the charity, but if you could find a way to do it in a more sensitive way, as a gift, as an extended loan, in a hidden way, right, dropping it in his mail, whatever it is, there are nicer ways to do it. Kihechid de la lichsef minei, so that a person shouldn't be embarrassed from you. So the picture actually is, Gimel should make an effort, Dalit should make himself available. So it's almost like the expression, you know that I know that you know that I know that you know, but that's how we do it. We're trying to do it in a way that he understands that we're trying to be sensitive.